It's good to have so many altar servers with the incense. That reminds me of my back home, where in the parish we had a. Sometimes we do fight to get who will get the incense, who will get to do this. So it's a joy to see so many altar servers and with the incense as well, precisely because incense invites us to lift our minds and hearts to God. And every time when we smell that, that's also the invitation. Whatever our situation is on earth, whatever our life situation, when we enter into the church, we are invited to lift our minds, hearts, and bodies towards God. And that's beautiful in a church like this, with stained glass windows, with awesome atmosphere here. It's good to begin our celebration of breaking the Word of God. So with that joy, I would like to share something about my life. Have a guess, where do I come from? Minnesota, no. I come from India, southeast part of India. We used to say like every state has its own. I speak Tamil, that's my mother tongue. I belong to a movement that is called Schoenstatt. Some of you might have heard about it because we have a shrine in Sleepy Eye. And our founder is German. How many of you have a German descendants? How many of you are? Good. So you have the German language in your DNA, right? Do you speak German? Do you want to speak German? No. How come? So it's one of the very good language for philosophy and for practicalities. Number of scientists, other people have contributed. Because it's in your DNA, activate it, right? And it does good to the brain. So in this sense, that's the beauty about Catholicism, about being a Catholic as well, that Catholic Church is widespread, and it's also in so many different countries. And by the word Catholic itself is universal, universality. If I am standing here before you, it is the person of Christ who brings, it's the person of Christ who unites us. And in his name, we do what we do to bring good news and to bring the compassion of God to everyone. And in that sense, what do we do as Schoenstatt Fathers in India? We do run an orphanage that has 45 children as of today. Each house has a mother, 5 to 8 kids. And then a children's village has also a director, one of our priests who is working as a director and with a social worker. As I see a number of young families with kids, as mothers, you know how challenging it is to bring up a child, right? And it's your own child. If you have more kids, and it's kind of balancing between one and the other, and to see that everyone is treated fairly, it's a challenging task. So we appreciate that. And also in the orphanage setup, when the mothers are having kids from different backgrounds, becomes even more challenging. And that's why, not like having an orphanage with a dormitory system, having each house and each house as a mother who could cater to the needs of the children so that the children, the best in them can be brought up. That's why we function with that model of having a house, a mother, and a director and a social worker. And that's the intention with which we function. So that's the reason I am here to talk about that. And also we belong to a movement which has a special devotion to Blessed Mother. Blessed Mother, through her life, through her example, has shown the path of how to live discipleship, how to live as the real disciple who not only listens to the word, but allowing the word to permeate through her. And that word became a flesh in and through her, and she brought us Christ. And that's why in our special devotion, what we call Covenant of Love, we have a special respect, special devotion, through which the devotion becomes a source of education, a devotion that helps us to listen to the Word of God and allow the Word of God to take root in us. How does that happen? Today's first reading wonderfully explains to us Prophet Amos. He is so aware of where he comes from, of his past, as a farmer. Then he says, that was what I was, that's where I come from. But God has called me to do this. So he orients his life from where he comes to what God has called him to be. Today, more than ever, that message is more meaningful. All of us, if we are to examine our own way of living, most often we are controlled by our past. Are you with me? How often what has happened to us defines what will happen to us. Today's invitation of the Lord is, be aware where you are from, where you come from, what you know of, but all the more set your trust in what God is going to provide you. Allow yourself to be governed by the vision, and that is what all the prophets do. That's what all the founders of congregations do. That is what our faith invites us to do. That is what the gospel today invites us to do. He calls those 12 disciples, tells them, I know those who you are, I know what you are, but concentrate yourself, trust in me. And that's why he says, do not wear shoes. That's not going to be possible in Minnesota, right? It's particularly when it comes to winter. So the guideline that gives us, God gives us, is be aware, be mindful of where you come from, but all the more trust in me. What you need in the appropriate time will be given to you. And that is the invitation. Trust abundantly. Trust completely in the divine providence. Our faith through Schoenstatt, through bringing that Blessed Mother's picture to different homes, that's what we try to do. So the donation that you give today will be for the orphanage, partly for the formation, and also partly for the devotion that we spread. With that being said, I am also not only happy to share that good news of what we do in Christ, but also happy to say that with so many altar servers, I am sure a number of them would become priests. How many of you would want to become priest? No pressure. But it is good to think, because if in those days, if those priests wouldn't have asked me, hey, do you not think of becoming a priest? It's hard to think, and these days very rarely people ask about it. So it's good to ask, good to think. Will be happy news, because we need more priests. So that's what also I share with you, that it's in this day and age, it's good not only to pray for, but also bring that into the presence of mind to everyone. Talk about it. Why not? This is an option. What could we do? So in that sense, the gospel clearly invites us to be prophet in every sense of the word. Not only to intellectually reflect upon the gospel, but allow the gospel to be intuitively present, which means not just be stuck with the past. Always be ready, gentle, open curiosity that God is taking care, and what is he letting me know? With that curiosity, we learn a lot, we grow a lot. In that learning, in that growing, our life becomes more meaningful. So that is what I, here I am. I am Father Pushpa. If it is difficult for the name, it's on every door, just push. My duty here is to push you to support my mission. right? Apart from that, our duty as prophets, because everyone shares in that baptism of prophet, which means know who you are, but also know what God can do with you. And be mindful, be curious, be open. And with that, I wish that constantly we may learn and grow and become graceful persons. Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.